Gonna tell a story about your vacation or?
yes. On to the real show.
Yeah, let me welcome Andrew Bartlett. We've seen him yesterday already. member of the Samba team, and he's gonna talk a bit about how to plug Samba 4 into real directories and what the competition is, where Samba 4 plugs in.
Thank you. So, I'll wait for a few people to come into the room. And where's Simo? Ah, yes. I'm expecting the oranges. So I thought I would talk a little bit about Samba 4, about how we can possibly use Samba 4's directory service and how we can look at the broader world of directory services and what things that Samba 4 provides that it should actually provide on behalf of someone else. Samba, firstly, I have my little brief intro slide. I care about directory services because I've had to use them. My other life is as a sysadmin, and I have had the fun of enjoying an open LDAP server, and a lot of that has been part of why I've started on the Samba 4 project. Identity management particularly is become a key part of most large organisations. Everyone has their HR database. Often that has its exported LDAP server. There are other servers like IBM's Blue Directory records every detail about people in the company, manager relationships and other things. We have these large directories in the companies that Samba is trying to be a part of. And I'd like Samba 4 to work with these rather than working alongside these directories. We have a large number of vendors playing in the directory services space. We're free and proprietary. This is a few of them. There are a lot more. These are just the ones I happen to trip across in my experience. And all of them seem to have a very different way of handling details like password management. Very few of them have much detail about Windows management. And this is where I'd like Samba 4 to move us forward and move as an industry, that we can actually get an integrated directory that includes the password and Windows management functions as well as the big back-end things and the features that an existing real directory server provides to an organisation. We've seen some of the vendors that work in this space use Samba 3. So, you know, particularly people would put together Open LDAP and Samba 3. It's the configuration we suggest our users use. We see some vendors, and the other big vendor that uses that is Apple with their Open Directory product, has Samba 3 bolted on the front. You barely know it's there, from what I understand of how it works. Another of the large vendors, I'm particularly thinking here of Fedora Directory, has a synchronization script with AD. They assume that you will want to run Microsoft Active Directory at your organization, but that you will synchronize passwords and other details back and forward between these two directories and hope that it doesn't fall apart. There is some protocols, the DirSync protocol I understand is used a lot. It's a Windows undocumented, I believe, protocol that allows you to find out when things are changing in a Windows directory. And so the Netscape directory, which has become Red Hat's Fedora directory, uses this technology to synchronize the two. And I hate that kind of thing. I think that if you start synchronizing two directories, things are just going to fall apart. Other directory vendors simply seem to have ignored the problem for a long time. eDirectory simply had no way of having Samba work in any effective way with it. For many more years than I can at all understand. And I expect there are other vendors that are in that position. And I'm wondering whether Samba 4 can be a bit of a glue in this space, whether we can work in a way that actually has the data stored in the organisation's preferred directory, but that we can provide the things that Windows needs so that people are not focusing on having their Active Directory and their corporate directory as separate entities. Just going over a bit of how these models have worked in the past. Samba 3 has worked very well as a directory client. It doesn't have to provide directory services to anyone else, so we put our users through a bit of pain and require them to fight to set up Open LDAP. But a good administrator can share Samba 3 with the rest of their organisation. It's only a few extra attributes on top of a standard schema. And it's been put together in the products I mentioned. Samba 4, this is going to be a bit harder. We have to provide out directory service interfaces. We have no choice but to be an LDAP server to our clients, and they're going to ask us some fairly broad questions. It's quite possible that Samba 4 will become a general purpose directory. By the time we've built all the things that Microsoft requires, I'm not convinced that there's going to be that many more things before we end up with the full LDAP spec of what most clients, probably not the full standards, but what most clients tend to ask. Indeed, you know, you can already run a standard LDAP search and things against Samba 4, and of course that operates. Perhaps, as was mentioned in the last presentation, and that line is literally only a few minutes old, Samba 4 can actually be an LDAP server for Samba 3. It might be a little easier to configure than OpenLDAP. However, there is one of the questions that Simo has made rather forcefully last night when we were discussing this matter. What is the general what is the development cost of doing this too broadly? Should we be focusing on being the whole directory server for everyone's possible use? Can we afford to do everything in LDAP? Or could we be a client to another directory? So we've already proved that Samba 4 can actually be a client of an LDAP directory. Now, it so happens that LDAP directory was Samba 4, and so it's a rather special case. It's not really standard LDAP in any sense of the word, and there was a lot of expectation that when you do particular things that, you know, the things will happen. But it proves that we can linearize that when we make a connection to our database, which stores most of the things about Samba, all the users, groups, passwords, machines, we've shown that we can linearize that into something that vaguely approximates LDAP. And so if we can do that to Samba 4, how much work is it to do it to a different vendor? Would this make Samba 4 an attractive front end to directories vendors? Now, I have an interest in that. I'm trying to convince them to do this because I think it might, you know, manage to find some employment for me. It's an area of, you know, I've been going out and trying to, you know, make this an interesting space. And so that's why I've been sort of exploring this a bit. And Simo has been exploring the concept of using Samba 4 backed by Microsoft's own Active Directory. If we have to provide an LDAP server that looks like Microsoft, could we test whether our problem is in the front half, the RPC layers, or the back half, the LDAP layers? And I think that's a really interesting way of testing. And also, you know, helps us know how correct we've got our LDAP server. I see some very particular advantages in using somebody else's LDAP server to handle some of these problems. I really like the idea of not having to work on replication protocols, at least in an initial space. If we can treat a backing LDAP server as simply a key value pair database with DNs, we dumb down a lot of the fancy things it can do, we could at least get things like replication. The Fedora directory server has a multi-master replication protocol. Could that mean that Samba can get into a multi-master environment without first having to engineer our own multi-master replication protocols? Could we at least get our single master replication based on another server? Other LDAP vendors have gone to massive pains to tweak their LDAP servers. I'm not actually sure it's actually been to much benefit. OpenLDAP has certainly a reputation for not... But, you know, the commercial vendors, and Red Hat tries to sit itself in that space, have, you know, put a lot of time and effort into that. I don't know whether our new code may well trump their long tweaks, but again, I think that these areas should be something that should be interesting to us and maybe interesting to vendors that want to work in the LDAP space. Now, there is the challenge. As soon as we start talking to someone else's LDAP server, we're back in the nasty land of Samba 3's intricate, to put it one way, relationship with the directory server. The requirement to have schemas in the set up correctly, and the configurations of the trust accounts between Samba and its directory service. These don't come for free in terms of user experience, but in a large site, there may well be the cost that people are willing to pay for those features. Much more of a challenge is if you decide that your corporate directory won't look like Active Directory. To do translations between two completely different schemas, a Unix POSIX-like schema and something that looks like Active Directory, I think will be hard. But I wonder if it's a challenge that is worth taking on. We have a lot of work to do. These are just a few things that are on my short-term to-do list to get close to being able to even prove whether or not this can even start, whether or not I'm entirely batty at trying to get these things to work. There are some issues that we've got in Samba 4 with just some simple SASL support. If we are going to back our database that contains all of our users and passwords onto someone else's LDAP server, we probably want to be able to encrypt it correctly. We probably also want to avoid having to use proprietary authentication methods to back-end LDAP servers, so we need to get digest MD5 into Samba. I'm hoping to avoid having to use Kerberos against backing LDAP servers. There are too many loops involved when you have your KDC backed onto an LDAP server that requires Kerberos for authentication. And NTLM sucks. I'd like to be able to put in things into Samba 4 where if we make an SSL connection to an LDAP server, if LDAP client makes an SSL connection to us, that we can use the public key information from client certificates to authenticate us. This is something that comes up as an external SASL mechanism, and then you poke in behind the scenes to find out who the user really was. Another piece of infrastructure that I'm hoping to work with Simo on as the time for this conference rapidly runs out is partitions code in LDB. We talked briefly about a situation where in Active Directory, if you do a search at the base DN of DC equals Samba 4 DC equals org, you'll not actually search through the whole directory. Some parts under the configuration schema do not appear in that search, and you have to search it separately. Likewise, we have some parts of the directory that we want to split off so that perhaps root DC information about that we keep in a little static database at the moment, probably belongs in Samba's configuration and perhaps not across in the main broader directory. So we'll need to do some work to partition up this directory space and assign parts of it to go off and look at remote servers and parts of it to look at local databases. So there's little bits of work, and that's why I've not been able to talk about our successes in this area. Because my successes in this area was that I started the provision onto an open LDAP server, I was able to authenticate to some extent, and it failed at the first attempt to load the first record. The schemas is the biggest challenge, and we will probably need to write schemas for open LDAP, if we're testing against that, that match what we're trying to put in. I have to find out if I can turn off schema checking, and we have particular problems with attributes that are marked as being operational in the LDAP server and that we can't write them in to set things up. So fun and games, maybe moving to using SlapAd rather than a live LDAP query. Other bits of work that have to be done. Yeah, microphone.
Have you found, one of the problems that we ran into with Active Directory was that even, I'm trying to remember what the root object class is. Is it root or is it core? But the root object class.
Top,
thank you. That top was fundamentally different. Mm. And that there are directory servers that are willing to let you add extensions to top, but they've changed some of the attributes of top.
Yes.
So and do you see any way to get other directory servers to be able to deal with that?
I'm hoping that a process of mapping will get us somewhere there. It's one of the hardest problems, but I'm hoping that we can do things. If in the way that top's been extended, the basic extension that matters most is that NT security descriptor has been added. If we're in a process where we're proxying onto a remote LDAP server, we could, for example, add an additional object class that allows that attribute to exist. Or if we just decide as a first thing, we just add what would on Netscape be extensible object, which basically says you can add any extra attributes you like. That's sort of the way I would start looking at it.
But the UUID has changed. The UUID attribute it's a different name, it's a different format.
Yeah.
And I guess if you want to start translating everything, you could, but...
Yeah, it is a matter of what of translating things and trying to figure out how much we can get through. We've also got the whole directory structure to make it look different. It's hard work. Simo?
Without that, it really depends on the degree of compatibility you want. I started writing the LDAP server just to avoid to deal at the same time with compatibility problems and find out how the protocols works. That's the main reason about writing our own LDAP server. Because change the top object is basically change completely how an LDAP server works. And how Microsoft make it works is really, it's really a core object. I mean, it has everything, anti-security descriptors, so much stuff that, yeah, you are changing completely the directory works. So modifying an existing directory will have add a lot of compatibility problems that we want to deal once we know what we need.
Yes, in many ways this is a sort of a looking off a bit into the distance. As we learn what we even need in our own server, the prospect of looking into somebody else's is hard, but I think it's worth looking at. One of the things we do need to do just for our own benefit is to start writing down our own schema. We have bits of it that we export out to Microsoft's management client so that we know what LDAP, it expects a particular LDAP schema to be available to it to display the entries. And so we need to start using that internally and to be able to put it in a format that we can try and force into OpenLDAP. We can try and force into Fedora DS. I'm hoping that I can then work with people who understand those servers a lot better than I to change their internal representation of top and things to match Microsoft's standard as a first step. So, because I think it's a lot easier to work. I'm hoping to work with a vendor that will make their server friendly to us so that we can at least see, can we talk to something else at all? Don't know if that's really going to be possible. I think we're going to be doing a lot of translation, a lot of hiding and faking things, a lot of things that, you know. I'm hoping that we can just sort of have some things disappear into the ether. I expect that it will be a matter of you'll choose how much compatibility you want. We may have that SAMBA 4 will just not be able to do certain things in order for us to be able to get the advantage of backing onto a different LDAP server. That may be a choice that people are willing to work with. The biggest challenge in this area is password management. Who holds the password? It's very easy to put passwords on an LDAP record. And it's how SAMBA's worked in the past. But we need to work on, if you set the password with any scheme, be it directly to the back-end LDAP server, if you're going to allow contact to it, or through anything in SAMBA, these need to all be kept sort of together and need to be set at once. All encryption types need to be written out at once. And we have some vendors who like the idea of password abstraction. I was talking with Apple. Popped in there when I was last in California just to find out a bit about how their stuff was working, and they were telling me about their password server that they use for SAMBA 3. I saw this patches go in and whine with them about it. But they've got an LDAP server which is OpenLDAP, single master, and they've built a multi-master server to go next to it. The multi-master server is for passwords only, and it works on the attribute that the last person to set the password wins. It's never incorrect to have. It's never correct to try and mix an old password in. The last time that the password was set is the correct password. And so they have an abstraction layer where SAMBA will never see the user's password. Instead, all of our challenge response calculations are forced off against their password server, which is unfortunately closed source. When I was talking with the Red Hat guys, had a very interesting discussion about the crypto abstractions that they demand, because they've gone to great efforts to create the great NSS and to have it validated with all these government standards and things. And it has also created an arm's length crypto abstraction. And an AD, for example, if we're going to test against AD, it's not going to give us the passwords either. So one of the challenges in this area is to work not just with the LDAP service, but to work with whoever's actually holding the password, and to maybe have a password abstraction API in SAMBA. I laughed off the first time when the NSS guys were talking to me, and by the time Apple had talked to me about needing exactly the same thing, I thought, well, maybe I have to be serious about this. So it may well be that SAMBA will grow a means to be able to do these manipulations of the password off in some remote process. where the passwords are held in a secure place. Doing a KDC like that's going to be a pain in the backside. I think the KDC will always have to read the passwords. There isn't much else to the KDC but the password and key manipulation. Finally, I was just looking at how could you actually build a proxy? Even if you could convince the, you went up to Red Hat and said, well, you know, we can, you'll load our schema, you'll make Top look the way Microsoft makes Top look. We have a lot of smarts. I was looking at Sam before, and we have a database list of modules, and it fits about 80 columns of modules. Each of those modules applies a manipulation to the data as it goes from one end of setting it and the other end to actually storing it on disk. So one of the ways we could build a back-end LDAP server would be just to treat it like a key-value pair database. If it's not supporting transactions, and somebody's, Kurt Zelinger's recently proposed a way of doing transactions on LDAP, I need to understand that. But we could simply treat the database as key-value pair and just use it for replication. Or we can start putting more things into things like Slappy modules that the database, that the LDAP server will load. That's a lot closer to the way Luke Howard has done ZAD, which is basically full of Slappy modules to do all the right things for AD. I'm not sure if it's worth the effort. It looks like a lot of effort to put things into LDAP servers. And the LDAP server may have to go and manage authentication, GSS API, NTLM SSP, and have clients talk directly to it. Both of those look a lot... Well, the first one is a lot less work, but doesn't give us as good an outcome. The latter looks like a hell of a lot of work. I'm expecting we'll probably get a bit of both. I'm expecting we'll probably have authentication managed in Samba. We'll probably try and have some non-standard features in Samba's code because the guys writing the LDAP server just retch out at the idea of putting it into their code. But the back end might handle things like when you update member, that member of changes and things. Possibly. Certainly the backend could well be the right place to do password management. But to split modules between what is most sensible to go into a backend LDAP server and what things is most sensible to go in the front, where it's once for all LDAP servers and our internal database. Complications. As soon as we start talking about having Samba's LDAP server and the corporate LDAP server, do we have two LDAP ports on the same machine? Multiple IP addresses? What should the DNS name /LDAP/serve.example.com point at? Where should we have AD.example.com being the Active Directory instance and then example.com being the rest of the company? How do these things are complications that make this work difficult in any sense. Do we try and support... Oh, one of the lovely ideas that Tridge came up with is why don't we just try and detect what type of client it is and behave entirely differently based on how the first few bytes of the packet look? I really don't like that one, but, it could work. And do we try and handle, for example, if you had a Linux client attacking this kind of mixed setup, would you try and have them handle the Linux client to Samba 4 and proxy to a back-end server? Or would you have it go directly? And is it worth it? Is all these nice ideas worth what we get back out? It may be cheaper and easier for us to do our own replication protocols. It may be that it's better to end up with synchronization protocols like Red Hat does against Active Directory. These are things that we need to look at. I'd hope that when I wrote out that I'd do this presentation, I'd have a bit more data on what we managed to get to work and what was fantasy. This is more a where we're trying to go, or where I'm trying to go, and areas I'm trying to explore. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Are you ready to take some questions, if there are any?
Sure. Questions? Yes.
Maybe a stupid suggestion, but what about being an LDAP proxy for an external LDAP server that is only bound to the loopback interface?
Yes. We certainly could hide the other LDAP server on LDAP-I or on loopback. And that would get us a lot of the things we need, and the clients would never see it. I will get rid of that. I think that by using a different LDAP server, but always acting as a proxy, we get around a lot of the problems of seeing two different views of the same database. And if you bind across LDAP I, it's very easy to do some assertion-based authentication. So the back-end server could very easily treat us as, you know, we can just keep saying who we should authorise as. And so that's certainly the way I suspect we'll start in this game. Other questions? All okay. Glazed over.
Yeah, then I think we have a half-hour break now. There should be coffee outside.
Yeah, half-hour break's on the program here.
Yeah. So
and we're back with
come back here, whatever track you're interested in, shortly before 11. As you might have noticed, I tried to get the schedule tight. So enjoy the coffee.